I bet you Nick Nurse plays them all.
I'll bet you he plays some Marshall Tucker, like old school. Yes. Know. Can't You See by Marshall Tucker Band?
Ask him, Noodles.
In Milwaukee.
Well, I just...
Here's the head coach of the Raptors, a.k.a. guitar guy, Nick Nurse.
All right. Confirm or deny, are you guitar guy everywhere you go?
It's a violin I'm to play it.
That is impressive, if it's true. Please tell me that's true.
It's not true. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. We're loving this pick because, like, the Raptors, the Twitter account posted this. You got the guitar on the road. Do you always bring it on the road?
Yeah, I do, for the most part. Just try to take a little break here and there and play a little bit. That's it. No big deal.
Anything live? Like, would you show up at a club in Milwaukee tonight?
Nope. Not only would I not play live, I hardly play for anybody else. It's for my own enjoyment.
Where are you at in your progression? Like, you can get around a few songs, like rhythm guitar or lead guitar, or a little bit of both?
Just you know, three chords and a cloud of dust type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. G, C, G, A, like 3-4 chords. You can play 1,000 songs. That's what it is.
You know what you're talking about. You know how you must play.
Look at you two. No, it's like it's like motorcycle. Like, you guys are just nodding at each other. I think if you win a title, Nick, we got to get you in studio playing guitar. Man.
Noodles and Nick, rock band.
I love it.
Win a title, I'll probably do that for you. How about that?
There we go.
Perfect.
It's on the record. It's happening. Well, you got to get through Milwaukee first tomorrow night. I mean, I saw Giannis saying today, he's like, we got to win game one. We don't want to hand game one over to the Raptors. Kawhi said after the 7 games, a lot of guys said it, yourself included, hopefully it's a learning experience what you just went through and you can grow from it. How do you feel about the mental state of your team going into game one?
Well, I feel good. I think, I think that was a really, really talented team we beat. And it's about what I expected. I expected a long series. I mean, wouldn't have expected 7 games and right to the buzzer maybe, but I really expected a long, tough series against Philly. That is a lot of firepower, size, athleticism that they had. So I think we did grow. And I think, you know, we had such little time together, really, since the trade and some of the other things that were going on throughout the year, injuries and, you know, some of the other things we talk about going through. So I think the more time together helps us. I mean, I just think it helps us. I mean, it wasn't great, some of those performances during that Philly thing, couple of bad games. We didn't shoot it great a couple games and things like that. But I think in the long run, it was all a really good learning experience for us.
Well, Kawhi put forth basically a masterpiece games 1 through 7. It was the supporting cast that, you know, was a little bit unpredictable from night in, night out. And it seemed like in game 7 it was even more so exposed. I mean, he put up 39 shots because he said, at least my impression was, all right, if no one else is going to shoot it. Like, I'll right. take it if I have to. Are you hoping that mentality changes from Kyle, Danny, Mark, and others, that they realize, you know, they got to find an offensive rhythm here, and it can't simply be all Kawhi?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping so. I just think that we've played a style that has been pretty, where a lot of guys have contributed, and the ball's moved. Our assist numbers kept climbing and climbing as the year went on, and I think that's more of what we would like to be. And I think that each series and each opponent, because it's a new series, will change the way they do things. Like, I don't know, how do we know tomorrow that Milwaukee's not going to send everybody, you know, to Kawhi, and they're just going to say, you know, we're going to do everything we can to not let him shoot, and everybody else is going to have to beat us, you know? It could change. I always say it'll probably fall in the middle, or each game it'll change, or even parts of a game it changes. But no, I mean, listen, we have a good shooting team. We were number one in the NBA in 3-point shooting since the Gasol trade. So it's not like we don't have guys out there that can't do it. We got experienced guys. We got guys that have done it in moments bigger than this. So hopefully there'll be some more, a little bit of what do they call it? Regression to the mean. We'll get back to being more of ourselves in the series offensively.
Nick, I know we're looking forward to Milwaukee, but you know, I would be remiss to not ask, like, take us back through game seven as far as that last 4.2 seconds. I mean, I know it sounds like the play is to get it to Kawhi and let him do his magic, but, you know, what was said, or was anything, did anything have to be said, and what was your reaction and everything that when it went down?
Well, I think couple things. You know, we had a strange lineup out there, right? We had our really big Kawhi at the two, Pascal at the three. So I knew that's what I wanted to run, right? When I called the timeout, I immediately was going to run that play. We've run it a few times this year. We had a game winner in Orlando with it. Danny was the first option off there, if you guys remember. Kawhi's had it a couple other times and had didn't make the shot, but got the shot. But we had different pieces, right? Because Danny wasn't in, and I didn't really want Kyle to take it out just in case they put Embiid on him or something and tried to smother him, and we didn't even get the ball in. So Mark went to take it out. He would normally be the screener. Pascal was being guarded by Embiid, which was okay. So he had to take Mark's spot, and Serge had to take Pascal's spot. So I had to move the pieces really quickly to get the play run so we could do it. But it wasn't. It was great because Mark's a great passer, and we were fortunate that Embiid did stay on Pascal. I think it gave him no option because it's just hard to switch a five to deny, you know. So anyway, that's how he got the ball, and obviously the rest of it was history. That was probably way too technical.
No, listen, that's
loved
exactly,
it. Actually loved it. Yeah,
that's exactly what we're looking for because, you know, 4.2 seconds, it might feel like an eternity. It felt like the ball was in the air for more than 4.2 seconds. But, you know, there's so many different ways that Philly might approach it. Like when you're in the huddle, Nick, and you're coming out of, you know, you got a timeout, you know where you're going to inbound it. You've declared Gasol's going to be inbounding. You're going to get it to Kawhi. Are you concerned about what Philly might do, or are you only focused on what you guys are going to do?
No, I mean, I think the as a coach, like there's no other like worse moment than not being able to get that ball in bounds, right? For some reason, they jump and switch and do all, you know, and you just can't get free and you can't get it in a 5 second count, or they worse yet, they steal it or something and go the other way. And that's the other danger, you know, is anything that goes up before the buzzer or gets rebounded before the buzzer, they still have a chance. And you gotta go to the, you know, it's literally, you know, we tell our guys in those scenarios when it's tied that the buzzer should go off while the ball's in the air, because we're either going to overtime or we're winning. We don't want to give them any opportunity. You know, they get a 0% chance for them to win. And Kawhi's worked on that some. You know, there's a rhythm to that. I mean, I know it was very little time, but he turned the corner and he had obviously a tough shot. And Embiid played it great. And that's what you see a lot of times. The big will just chase it, and two guys will end up contesting it because there's really no time to pass it, you know?
With Nick Nurse, it was the shot kind of heard and seen around the world, but I think the freeze frame picture may have gone even more viral. In the corner, you were in like a squatting position. Kawhi was in a squatting position. I think the brilliance of it was Joel Embiid kind of like lurking, kind of leaning back over the backboard so he could see whether or not it was going to go down. I'm sure you've seen the picture or the pictures. Where does your focus go? Like, what was your reaction when you saw the picture of the sideline, your sideline, and even the fans in the background and everyone?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of things to look at there. And I don't know, I did see the picture, and I like to look at a lot of things. I looked at a lot of the fans. I was just roaming around looking at what everybody was doing and you know, all that kind of stuff. I even saw somebody was texting and missed it. You know, did you guys see that?
I didn't picture that. I just
had their head down with texting and then missed it. But you might have had time if you looked up after it hit the first bounce on the rim. But yeah, it's cool. It's a great moment. Obviously, I don't think it's ever happened in the NBA, a game seven buzzer beater. But saying all that, we gotta move on, man, and keep on rolling.
Well, I think you've probably been asked this question, 2,000 times, and you'll probably continue to get it many more times. But how do you stop Giannis? Like, what are you going to do with Giannis starting tomorrow night and throughout the series?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough task, right? It's strength, speed, footwork, length that he has that make him such a problem. And there's going to be about, you're probably going to see up to four or five different game plans in play throughout this series, right? There's going to be different matchups with bigger guys, smaller guys, medium guys, Kawhi. There'll be multiple bodies running at him. It's got to be great defensive transition. And listen, our offense has to be better against this team. We've got to make shots, because it's a little bit like game six against Philly. We were missing so many shots that Simmons was taking it off the rim and coming downhill so fast. They need to take it out to have Giannis rebounding and coming at you time and time and time again, because either scored or get to the free throw line. So I think the offense, as much as we know that defense can carry you through a lot, our offense is going to need to be better in the series.
It all starts tomorrow night, game one in Milwaukee. We can't wait to see how it all plays out. Best of luck going forward. And as always, we appreciate you finding some time for us, and we'll do it again down the road.
Okay, thanks.
There he is, Nick Nurse, the head coach of the Raptors, a.k.a. guitar guy.